Gather around me.
Hi, welcome to the Gather Around Me podcast. I'm Cam Smith.
I'm Cam Smith's unpredictable uncle, Ben.
Ben, every day of the last 30 days we have done a podcast. That seems stupid.
It seems almost biblical in its scope.
Hmm. I don't mean stupid like idiotic. I mean stupid like in a Black Eyed Peas song.
Yeah, like the one with the offensive title.
Yes.
You mean we're drunk. Basically what you mean is we've been drunk for 30 days.
Yes, and we need to clean up. And
yeah.
A big chunk of that 30 days was within dry July.
I know. It's like we're spitting in people's faces. Spitting like grain alcohol in people's faces.
And then the other half of that, the other half of the 30 days has been in No Huff August.
Yeah, and, but we've been huffing like mofos.
Yeah, I don't know about you, I lasted about a minute into No Huff August.
Hmm.
I've been huffing so much. But that's not the point. Every day we've been doing a podcast, we ask Twitter for the topic. Today, our topic, it comes from friend of the show, twitter.com/AlexinaRose.
She's a good lady. I don't want to hear a word against her.
Me neither. She's tops. And the topic today...
Hands off, paparazzi.
The topic today is fashion.
Fashion!
Now, Ben, I know that you have a passion for fashion, but what is fashion?
Fashion is the thing with feathers.
Hmm.
That's not true.
No.
I once wrote a poem about fashion. This is true. Where I said, fashion is all around us, like Brazil, if you are in Brazil. We're not in Brazil, so that doesn't quite work. I said, fashion is all around us like a dinosaur that's eaten you. Like, if you're eaten by a dinosaur, you're therefore surrounded by the dinosaur's body.
Yes.
That dinosaur is fashion. So I guess fashion is something that devours us and digests us and excretes us. Fashion is basically like clothes, but with less function.
So
it's aesthetic.
Mm.
And it's materialistic, and it's what happens when you have a society so obsessed with how it looks that it can transcend human conflict.
Now, Ben,
Is
fashion like the Great Pit of Sarlacc? Because that does digest you. But I'm not sure it excretes you.
Fashion is faster than the Great Pit of Sarlacc. If you remember, the Sarlacc digests you over 1,000 years. You remember C-3PO translating that to our heroes, right? But fashion changes from month to month. It's like, oh, last month wearing long boots was in. No, this month, no one's wearing shoes at all. Next month, everyone is like wearing a live lizard on their face. You never know what's going to happen. Oh, this year, the fashion is for long hair. Next year, the fashion is for short hair. The year after that, the fashion is for no hair. In 5 years' time, the fashion could be for hair covering your entire body. Ape style.
Yeti style, you know? Or Yowie style.
It's like currently the fashion is that people wear dresses, right?
Mm.
You've seen people with dresses?
All about the place.
That's like a recent fashion.
Mm.
The dress was only invented in 1999.
And sorry,
people don't realize that. Short memory, that's what fashion's about, short memories.
Yes. Who invented the dress?
The dress was... Well, see, there's the controversy.
Mm.
Because the patent for the dress was granted to Alwyn Dress, and he's regarded as the father of the dress.
Mm.
But there have been claims that an Italian, Silvio Labella, actually invented the dress first, but he couldn't afford the patent office fee, and so Dress stole his drawings, beat him to the office, patented the dress, got all the glory,
and Labella happens.
died a pauper.
Penniless?
Several days later.
Penniless or paisoless?
Yeah, totally penniless. I mean, to be fair, he was penniless and paisoless his entire life because he was Italian, not English, American, or Mexican. But even he was euroless.
Mm.
You know? No money, no prospects, because his one life's passion had been taken away from him.
Yes.
And he had no other skills. He actually, you know, he took a job as a merry-go-round horse to try to survive. But then he died because he got an infection when they thrust the pole through his torso.
You need to treat that. You need to keep.
That's the thing. People think it's getting impaled that kills you, but it's not. It's the bacteria on the pole.
Yeah.
You can live a perfectly normal life with a clean pole through your torso.
Mm.
And lots of people do. I'm predicting that'll be the next big fashion in the coming season, or everyone will have poles through their torsos. I think Miranda Kerr has kicked it off already.
Yes.
She's got this new photo shoot where she is naked except for a pole through her stomach. And it's amazing. Like, just 6 months after she gave birth, she's able to stick a pole through her stomach and still look fabulous. It's incredible.
Yeah, but it's all
probably about, because she has the ability to change cells with her mind.
It's about proper pole care, though.
Yeah, it is. That's the thing. You got to clean your pole, or you will die. It's like getting bitten by a white-tailed spider. It's like a lot of people get bitten by a white-tailed spider, and they're stupid. They forgot to clean the spider beforehand. That's why they die. They get spider disease.
Now, Ben.
Then again.
Yes.
If you always cleaned spiders, we'd have no Spider-Man.
That's true. Now, Ben.
Yeah.
You know the Pit of Sarlacc.
Sorry?
The Pit of Sarlacc. It digests us for 1,000 years.
Yes.
According to C-3PO.
Yes, well, he's translating. I think we can trust his translation. That's what Jabba said.
This is my question. Can we trust his translation? How do we know the robots weren't constantly translating things to their own advantage?
But he's a protocol droid.
That's what he says.
He's a protocol droid. He's very well programmed.
He's a protocol droid.
Bear in mind, C-3PO was designed and built by a 6-year-old slave boy living in a small rock hut in the desert. So he's pretty state of the art.
Yes.
How does that work anyway? How did young Anakin Skywalker, who had never but left Tatooine, manage to get 6 million different languages into that robot?
It's a good question, but I mean, surely that robot was, like, out of a kit.
Yeah, well, do you think?
It's like, what?
Could he afford that?
Perhaps through pod racing?
Yeah, but he never won.
Maybe he was throwing the races.
Yes, he was getting paid off to not finish. Why didn't he tell Padme that? It would have put her mind at ease. You never even finished, and he would have been like, well, duh, I'm cheating. I get paid more not to finish.
I'm tanking.
You stupid servant girl. Out of my sight. You know?
It's like...
What I think of, right, is... like, we know... Occasionally on this podcast, we touch on what might be called sore points.
Yes.
Yeah? The things that gnaw at us personally in our lives.
Yes.
And anyone who's listened to the podcast knows that the greatest sore point for me is that as a child, I never got to have a massive Lego set with a flap on the box that opened up so you could see all the bits inside. I never got the castle, you know?
Yes.
I think the C-3PO kit would be like Tatooine's version of that.
Yes.
So he was making a lot of money off corrupt pod race throwing.
Could you not?
And it's like, yeah, sorry.
Could you not have thrown a few rugby games for the Balcombe Hills Rugbers or whatever they were called?
You have no idea. But no, because back then rugby was an amateur sport.
Yes.
There was no legalized betting on it. And most of the time we lost anyway, so there was little point.
Could we not bet through TomWaterhouse.com?
That's the thing. These were the, like, what you might call the Dark Ages, before we had TomWaterhouse.com. Mm. Back then, bookies just were in it for the money. They weren't born to bet like Tom.
Are there children there?
Yeah.
You know Tom Waterhouse.
Yeah.
He can toddle off, in my opinion.
Yes.
I would use stronger language, but I don't want to get, like, called out by a 9-year-old.
I don't have a 9-year-old.
Wait, how old is he?
7.
Well, that's even worse.
You don't... Are you not wanting to get called out, or are you not wanting to pass on your love of obscenity to him?
I want to pass it on, but I don't want to get told off.
I can tell you that the last child in this family to use the F word was a 3-year-old.
But that
to her own sister.
That would be
what sort of beasts am I raising?
That would have been so adorable.
Yeah.
We're getting distracted from the topic of fashion.
Yeah. Although, Star Wars is fashionable.
It is. It's in right now.
I think the world of fashion could do with more Star Wars influence. Gold bikinis, shapeless white robes, sort of faux karate uniforms, big black capes, helmets,
sort of
C-3PO costumes.
Those ones that like roll around and then they... That's,
oh, yeah. It's
like something the, rolling the, and then, the, whoop, there's a droid there.
The droidica.
Hmm.
Yeah. They're awesome. Why didn't they keep them? You don't have them in, like, the original trilogy, and it's like the Empire just decided, we don't really need those things. But those are the greatest things ever. They make a force field around themselves.
Yeah, they were actually a lot more effective than what they were replaced with.
Why didn't they use the force field technology in all future weaponry?
Maybe it was...
That doesn't seem to make sense.
It could have been cost prohibitive.
I guess. See, that's the thing in the original trilogy. The Empire has fallen on hard times because of plummeting commodity prices.
Mm.
It just doesn't have the revenue. But for political reasons, it's committed to a surplus over the Ford estimates.
And yet, they can still afford 5 expensive coffee machines.
I know. It's priorities, man. And yet there are all those crippled stormtroopers out there, wounded in battle. Don't have access to a decent national disability scheme.
Now, Ben...
Screwed up. In some ways, I don't even like the Empire.
No. But in other ways...
But they were fashionable. I can't deny they looked good.
Yes.
Very good.
Like the red stormtrooper guys?
Oh, like the Imperial Guard.
Yeah, how good did they look?
They were awesome. Unbelievably impractical for fighting.
Mm.
Because they were wearing dresses.
But they put the fashion.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your favourite trilogy in Star Wars? Was it, like, 2 to 5 or, like, 3 to...
Well, 2 to 5 is a quadrilogy.
Mm, or was it 2 to 4? I don't know. I didn't do Year 12 maths.
No, but it was 2 to 4.
It's
like, because The Empire Strikes Back beautifully sets up the premise of an Empire striking back.
Mm.
Then Return of the Jedi picks up the theme of Jedi's returning that was hinted at in Empire Strikes Back and goes with that. And then The Phantom Menace brings it full circle to have another Empire striking back. And you realize Empire's striking back is just something that has always been a part of being human and always will be. And so George Lucas teaches us a lesson even as he delights us.
All right.
Much like fashion.
Yes. Well brought back.
which again is all around us, a la a dinosaur.
Yes. So, you know what else is all around us?
A quivering sense of anticipation.
That's even better than what I was going to say. the potential generosity of our fellow humans.
Oh, totally. We're suffused with it.
But let's convert that potential generosity into actual generosity.
Yeah. Like what, cold fusion.
Why not head along to indiegogo.com/gatherarounde? We are ridiculously close to meeting our goal of $2,222.
But also ridiculously close to it ending.
Yes, it's less than 48 hours to go.
So come on, I mean...
Which is bananas.
One last push and we'll get there, guys.
Yes, it's like when you give birth to a baby and you just need a little bit more money.
Yeah.
It's precisely like that.
Yes, we'll take the legs out if you chuck a few more in the tin.
Mm. Look.
More money, not more legs.
Ideally, you someone know, would...
Having babies isn't like a leg swap scheme.
No. Ideally, one mad billionaire would just come along and give us $200. But...
Yeah. Can't count on that.
No. There's an option to give $5, and you get a special donors-only podcast for selecting that option, and that donors-only podcast is going to be effing crazily good.
And only the people who donated will ever know, and they will talk about it amongst themselves, and you will feel left out.
Mm. You don't want that. So, Indiegogo.com/gatherarounde.
Remember that Cam asked, why not go there and donate? And realize you have no good answer to that question. And let's do this.
Indiegogo.com/gatherarounde. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with our final daily podcast.
Woo!
All right.
Bye.
Bye.